Hello and welcome, listeners, to the fourth Sunday of Advent. My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA of the SMA Media Center in Dola. And in the Gospel, which is Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 24, we see that Joseph is encouraged by the angel Gabriel. And I quote, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. For it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus." End of quote. I would like to concentrate today on the message that I am receiving from the second reading, in which St. Paul is saying that we are all called to be holy, which is from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 1, verses 1 to 7. We read, and I quote, "To all the beloved of God in Rome, called to be holy." End of quote. What does being holy mean? Is it to be aloof, pious, above others in goodness? This may be the result that we see from the outside, but the person who is holy is actually a very human person inside. They don't lord it over others and consider themselves to be better than others. Yes, they look holy and aloof and pious. But when you get to know a holy person, you will feel a great connection with them. They are apart, yes, but they show love and respect for everyone. They forgive easily, that is for sure. They treat all persons as equals, even the poorest and the sinner. When a person is caught in sordid desires and actions, they see how painful it is to see a soul being ruined, and they feel great pity and a desire to pull that person up out of their pit of destruction and show them a whole new plane of beautiful living and wholesomeness. No, they are not judgmental, but rather they respect the potential that is inside everyone, even the greatest of sinners. We should all be holy. Joseph must have had plenty of abuse and falsities thrown at him because he agreed to marry Mary, who was with child from a source that his compatriots would never believe. So we can imagine what he must have gone through, and the Holy Family in general. They must have been the subjects of jokes in Nazareth. But we have Jesus to look up to as our example and our powerhouse. He was born seemingly out of wedlock. He would be known as illegitimate in our modern society. His father would have been laughed at, meaning Joseph, who was his minder. And his mother, known as a dreamer, or an innocent, or even a devious girl who had tricked Joseph into marrying her. These are the possible aspects of Jesus' life from a very early stage. Later, hated by political and religious leaders, they would have been the worst and most dangerous of all, as it came to be. See what happened to Jesus when he returned to Nazareth to preach there. They literally wanted to kill him and throw him off a cliff. So being holy means being different, being set apart, being hated, being laughed at, being the subject of drunkards, songs and jokes. It is not a very wonderful, socially acceptable position to be in. Who would want it? Imagine if we were looking for that kind of job, to be holy, and the following questions are asked of us. Are you ready to be laughed at in this position? Are you ready to be the subject of drunkards' songs and jokes? Are you ready to be alone most of the time? Are you ready to be rejected and abused by others? When you go to the door of a house, they will hurl stones at you and throw you off a cliff if they can. Are you ready to be hated by people because you seemingly are a threat to their pleasure-seeking and decadent, debaucherous way of life? Are you ready to be able to remain steadfast and holy in the face of opposition? But on the other side, the recommendation for your job to be a holy one, you will be happy and protected by the God whom you don't see. If your faith is strong and steadfast, you will be able to bring healing to others who are desperate in their lives. You will see miracles happening as you give comfort to the dying and the sinner who is genuinely wanting to change. You will be able to fill the void in people's lives which is left from trying to fill it with empty and useless pleasure and covetousness of riches and earthly goods and pleasures. The pension scheme grants you a life of satisfaction and ease of conscience that you have tried your best to be good and holy. The big benefit is your guarantee that you will be counted among the saints and angels in the beautiful eyes of God the Almighty. You will have your name written in heaven. Your biggest benefits are not in this earth at all, but rather in the life hereafter, in the place that you cannot see right now with your human eyes, but with the eyes that see into the unknown and with the unseen, meaning God. And then the interviewer will say, "Do you want this position? The position is yours if you have the generosity and faith to take it. It's entirely up to you." But the Master dearly wants you to go ahead and take it. And to finish, I will quote Pope Francis. And I quote, "The Holy Spirit raised up saints whose attractiveness produced new spiritual vigor and important reforms in the Church. We can mention Saint Hildegard of Bingen, Saint Bridget, Saint Catherine of Siena, Saint Teresa of Avila, and Saint Teresa of Lisieux. But I think too of those unknown or forgotten women who each in their own way sustained and transformed families and communities by the power of their witness." End of quote. This was from an article by Megan J. Clark on April the 9th, 2018. Thank you, dear listeners, for your time, and I hope to be with you tomorrow, which is Monday of the fourth week of Advent. If you have any comments on anything said in this presentation, I would appreciate you sending us an email to smamediaindola@gmail.com, all lowercase and one word. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, signing off now and wishing you a peaceful and beautiful Advent Sunday.